Mr. Obama promised to work with the governors and listen to them, and told them he would move quickly on an economic recovery plan that would ease the burden felt by states. Governor Doyle says he expects whatever share is directed to states will focus on infrastructure, like highway projects.
But also, what we need to work with the federal government is to make sure that as there are greater demands on the health care system and unemployment compensation, and those particular areas that really struggle in down times, that we have the help there.
Doyle says he and Mr. Obama did not discuss what kind of dollar figure Wisconsin could expect from the federal government as the state deals with the budget shortfall the governor has pegged at $5.4 billion. But Doyle says other states are in worse shape than Wisconsin, so he can't expect a federal stimulus plan to fill the entire budget hole.
I believe we have to make sure that we protect our most basic priorities, and for me that's the educational system and it's our basic health care needs in the state. And to the extent that we get federal money, it will help us in doing that, but it is not going to eliminate the need for us to make very deep cuts and some very, very hard choices in the state.
The details of the federal stimulus plan are still developing. Some reports have suggested it could be as large as $700 billion, though it's not clear what chunk of that would be dedicated to state governments. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.